Halach and Chavis Alvodos, Wednesday night, or Leyud, or Letezvov, Iyar, Tavshinayin Da.
So, I think we've milked Hilchos Sfiros HaEmor for just about all it's worth. I didn't do the Menhagim of Sfira yet. Hilchos Sfiros HaEmor and Halachos of Counting. So, but I do, you know, we didn't, I never gave the first year, which is it the Oraisa or the Rabbanon? So, it's Machlokes Rishonim. Most Rishonim hold this, Bizman Hazeh. Most Rishonim hold this, Mid Rabbanon, Bizman Hazeh. And that's the Shulchan Aruch. It seems from a few places in the Shulchan Aruch that he's going with the Mahalach that it's Mid Rabbanon. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains the Shulchan Aruch in various places. The Ramah in Siman Gimel, it seems, because of a certain halacha, says that you have to be mafsik while you're eating in order to say sfira. So the Ramah, and this is how Rabbi Kiveger phrases it, that the Ramah is choshesh for the mandiyomer that it's the oraisa. Again, in the flow, in the Shulchan Aruch, at various places, it seems that he's going that it's the Rabbanon. The Ramah in Sif Gimel, according to Kiveger in Sif Tes, says that the Ramah is choshesh for the shita that it's the oraisa. The shita that it's the oraisa is the Rambam, and the shita that it's the Rabbanon. I mean, there's a lot of Rishonim, but we'll call it the Chinuch versus the Rambam. Here's what's interesting. The Chinuch says that the shorish of the mitzvah. Now the Torah says count from the Omer, from the bringing of the Omer to the bringing of the Shtei Alechem. So that's the reason, really, for those who say, well, if there's no Omer and there's no Shtei Alechem, it's the Rabbanon. Because you're counting from there to there. So the Seichel HaMikdash, we count. What's interesting is that the Chinuch who holds up that Shita is the one that says that really we're counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah. And that's the Shorish of the Mitzvah, that's the idea of the Mitzvah, we're anticipating Matan Torah, because that's the whole reason of Matan Mitzrayim, etc., etc., etc. So, you know, you would really expect then, but he doesn't, he says it's the Rabbanon, because the Torah established it in a way that it says from the Omer to the Shtei Alechem. Okay, but that needs to be understood a little better. And the Rambam, let's say, who says it's the Oraisa, so you say, wait a second, but it says in the Torah from the Omer to the Shtei Alechem. So what's done? The Rambam doesn't say that you're really counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah. The Rambam makes no mention of that. So I think the Aruch HaShulchan's Mahalach is really, to me, the most satisfying. He says, well, like, why would you count from the Omer to the Shtei Alechem? What's that all about? So he says the Omer is barley and the Shtei Alechem is wheat, and barley is Meichel Behema, we know from a Korban Sota, he also Meisa Behema, Lefika Korban should be a Korban Behema, and throughout Gemara, barley is more of a Meichel Behema, and Chitim, obviously, right, is a Meichel Adam. So we're progressing. When you say it's not really, so even if it's from the Omer to the Shtei HaLechem, it's really measuring the progress of Bnei Yisrael presumably from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah. This is Meichel Behema when they went out of Mitzrayim. So that's what Aruch HaShulchan puts it, that the reason it's set up as from the Omer to the Shtei HaLechem is because the Omer is a Korban Sa'orim and the Shtei HaLechem is a Korban Chitin. So, again, so that could be what the Rambam holds, that really, you're really measuring from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah, even though the Rambam doesn't say it, but you're measuring from Sorim to Chitin. Right, so it's the Oraisa, even if you're not bringing those Karbonos. While the Chinuch, who says explicitly that the real counting is from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah, but you could say very simply, but since the Torah established it in a way as from carbon to carbon, so he holds when those Karbonos don't exist, it's the Rabbanon. Just one more Ha'ara that I make every year. There are those who say that paragraph before they make the bracha. I'm not talking about the sentence of L'shem Yichud, I'm talking about after that, Hinnani Mukhun Mezuman. And it's really problematic to say, Hinnani Mukhun Mezuman, the Kaimitz of Sase Shal Sfiras Oimik, when she goes with Torah, Svachtach, and Yimachat HaShabbos, because since the weight of the Psak is that it's the Rabbanon, you shouldn't be saying that. It might even be a question of Baltosif, because if the mitzvah doesn't apply midiraisa when there's no karbonos, and you're declaring that it does apply, and you, if you're saying with your words that you're doing the mitzvah sasei kemoshe kosev b'Torah, and that's like Baal Tosif, so I skip those words. I say hinani muchan zuma lekayem mitzvah shel sfira soimer uchemoshe kosev b'Torah. That's what I do. I skip the words mitzvah sasei, and I add the vav. So you say hinani muchan zuma lekayem mitzvah shel sfira soimer. It's akabid the rabbanon uchemoshe kosev b'Torah, because that's obviously where rabbanon got it from. Okay, Chavis Halvavus, the fifth shir in this new sedra. And he talked about the different chachmas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chachmas, the greatest gift of all, intelligence, seichel, three types of intelligence, the fact that you have to, this is made to figure out the world, this is made to use the world, and the third one is made for spiritual matters. And then he said that the Torah, when you approach Torah, there's three portals of seichel, raw intelligence, what it says in the Torah, and what we have in the Torah. We'll call it Torah Shabbal Peh, just as a good short here. So he then says, that's what we're up to. Achokhmas HaTorah Meshchalakas Hashnei Chalokim. Torah is split into two categories. Echad Mehem Udas Chobos HaEvorim. What you have to do, V'yichokhma HaNiris. You can see if people are doing it. I can see if you're putting on tefillin or not. I can see if you have a mezuzah on your door or not. I can see if you're giving stuff or not. Something that's seen and visible and... The Hasheni Ladas Chovas Halavavos. This is it. Hey, that's the name of the Sefer. He splits up into Chovos HaEvorim. By the way, it's Chovos Halavavos, not Chovas Halavavos. Chovos Halavavos. And Chovos HaEvorim. So he splits the Torah into things that you could see and tell. Others can see if you're doing it or not. You could, and it's not by nature introspective. It's by nature, you're doing it or you're not doing it. And then this Chovos Halavavos, V'heim HaMatzpunim. These are things that are matters of the heart. Your conscience. You know what's going on in your heart. V'hi HaChokhma HaTzfuna. And that's your inner sense, your inner self. What do you really believe? What do you really think? Are you sincere? So he says, very interesting. He says, Chovos HaEvorim, Yicholku Lushnei Chalokim, have two categories within Chovos HaEvorim. Hechem Hem Mitzvah Shemachayu Ben Masechel, Afidu L'Mechivu Ben HaTorah. One is what we call the Mitzvah Sichlius, you're not allowed to rob, you're not allowed to steal, and so on and so forth. They're logical. V'Chelek HaSheni, Mitzvah HaShema, Mitzvahs that demand obedience, She'en HaSechel Mechayiv Bohem, below doche olsam, they're not necessarily illogical, but we don't understand it. Like, there's no logic to it. Basel b'cholov, shatnes, kalayim. V'adom alohem imashenelmo mimenu, we don't know. Ilas isurim, why the Torah forbade it. V'ilas chiyuv, or the reason why the Torah demanded it, if it's a mitzvah sasei. But, and we'll conclude with this, but he says a very, very, but chovos halavavos, no such thing. No two categories. All the chovos halavavos are logical, because if the Torah demands, he says, the Torah demands something from your heart and mind, it's only if it's logical. Because you have to wrap your mind around it. You have to wrap your heart around it. You have to be comfortable with it. You have to really hold like that. You have to believe something. You have to think something. You have to have a certain attitude. You can only do that if it's logical to you. So he says, Achovos halavavos kol shorashei chovos haivorim. You have those things which are logical and those things which are not necessarily logical. But chovos halavavos kol shorasheihen heimin haseichel. Everything, their roots, their foundations are all seichel based. They're all sichli. They're all something we can understand. Or else, like, it wouldn't be fair. It wouldn't make sense for the Torah to give a chovos halavavos and to something not rational, something not born of intelligence.